With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Body third hour. Tiki and Tierney coming alive for the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience on this Wednesday across the country. You know how we do it, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, and Sirius XM Channel 206, 1-855-212-4227 is the number to jump in. We'll get these calls in a second, kind of sprayed all over the lot there with the Le'Veon Bell angle, with the Giants angle, with the Browns angle, all stemming from the Beckham trade. By the way, Antonio Brown right now is meeting the Bay Area media for the first time.
Yeah, what are they doing?
Flanked by John Gruden and Mike Mayock and a couple of Lombardi trophies as well.
Yeah, no. What do you think the Raiders are doing? They get rid of Khalil Mack.
Mm-hmm.
They get rid of Amari Cooper. It feels like we're going to rebuild. It's been a couple years getting back on the heap.
Yep.
Oh, no, we're going to sign Antonio Brown or trade for Antonio Brown and then sign him to a big extension. Right? With $17 million dollars a year.
Yeah,
what are they doing? Are they rebuilding or are they
– No.
What are they
doing? They've got to be two or three steps past the rebuild. They've made a couple of pretty good moves here.
I know, yeah. But
I think the short answer is they plan on taking two or three steps forward this year,
mm-hmm.
and then obviously gear it up for the Vegas entry. You know, and you want to go into Vegas with AB with some buzz. You don't want to be 3-13 and just moribund, lifeless, dormant franchise.
And Antonio Brown, man, prior to this press conference, you just start looking at it. Forget the statistics because they are what they are, but just the accomplishments. He's been all first team all pro four times. There's only been two other guys with more first team all pros than that at the wide receiver position. Jerry Rice had 10, which is ridiculous.
That's
Terrell Owens had five of them. You look at the 1,000 yard, I think it was 12 or 1,300 yard seasons plus 10 touchdowns. He's had four. Which is the most of all time in history. The dude's he's a baller, man.
There's no question about it.
And they stole him for a third and a fifth.
Yep.
I mean, the Raiders are, I don't know, I'm schizophrenic in thinking about them. Like, what are they trying to do here?
I want to hear what AB says.
I do too.
We'll play a couple of cuts for you. He looks, first of all, he got rid of the blonde mustache a couple days ago, so he looks,
thank goodness,
he looks a little more normal now.
Yep,
that was just a weird
look. I saw some video back when I was in the newsroom. Or actually in the control room back here with Samter of TMZ,
mm-hmm.
him throwing the rock around with Derek Carr. So they're already together out on a football field, throwing the football around. So, I mean, look, we knew he's a hard worker. We always, you never can discount that. It was just the other stuff, that kind of just the weirdness.
Yeah, yeah, as you heard me open.
Question,
yeah.
What the hell's wrong with this guy?
It's getting a little strange.
He is a baller, though.
There's nobody that's denying that. Tiki and Tierney here on this Wednesday, so... We'll get the calls. We obviously set the table for the first couple of hours, and we'll kind of once again weave in our takes and reestablish our point of view on the trade. You know, Giants, Browns, who won. You know, the one thing that I did point out that I think is worth, at least considering, there's no doubt their talent and their cupboards are overflowing, the mm-hmm. Browns. Do they have the right head coach to manage all of this? Because not only is he managing now suddenly a roster that's got a lot of interesting personalities,
yeah.
He's dealing with real expectations.
You're right.
Their Super Bowl odds have changed. They're 7-1.
I know.
To win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, nobody's looking at them saying, oh, they'll, they got a year to figure this out. They're winning the division.
If they don't win the North, it's a colossal disappointment.
Yeah, you're right.
That's how it's
especially with the Ravens jettisoning talent.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Lamar Jackson's going to be exciting to watch. They're going to have a good run game. I don't think people are expecting them to win the division again.
Maybe. I think it's a two-team race. I think the Steelers take a monster step back, and I think the Bengals will be, four, five, six wins, maybe six max.
Yeah.
I think it's the Bengals, and I think, my money would go on the Browns.
I would as well.
You know, the one thing, Weddle's gone, but you replace Weddle with Earl Thomas. You mm-hmm. know, obviously, you bring in Mark Ingram. There was a thought they might try to pursue Le'Veon Bell. Our guy Jason Lockenfor refuted that from the get-go. Really said the Ravens were never in that space of contention for buying for services. Ravens are well coached. They're a well-run franchise. So you give the Ravens a fighting chance. But I mean, the Browns are loaded like very few teams in NFL history have been loaded.
You're right. There's a great name at every position.
It's like an NBA super team all of a sudden.
I know.
Wow. Imagine if they have a good draft.
You're right. And then, by the way, they got draft picks.
I know. By the look of what Dorsey did a year ago,
yes.
Why wouldn't they have another good draft?
I agreed.
A lot of people said, how do you take Ward at number four? Why did he not get, you know, Bradley Chubb? Or why did he not take this quarterback and then take Saquon Barkley, whatever. There was all sorts of variables that were attached to what the Browns could do, given the fact that they had two of the first four picks. They take a guy that nobody even remotely put in that area, and he's a great quarterback.
You're right.
He's a great young corner.
You're right.
So,
could have been Defensive Rookie of the Year. Could have been.
He just narrowly missed out.
He was in the conversation with Darius Leonard, obviously of the Colts who won it, but still.
No doubt.
He was great last year.
Zeno is in Minnesota. Start getting these calls back up on the map. Zeno, Tiki, and Tierney. Go ahead, Zeno. How are you today?
You bring in Marky. I'm good. How are you guys doing today?
Good, buddy. Just do me a favor. Bring that radio down for us, Zeno. Then go ahead.
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're good. What's on your mind, Zeno? Go ahead.
Question.
Yeah.
For you guys, actually, do you guys, considering the Chiefs are letting go of so many players right now, do you think that they will make the AFC Championship again?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, because it's all about one player. You know what I mean? It's Pat Mahomes. And to what he's alluding to, Eric Berry was just released by the Kansas City Chiefs. I think he was released, right? I think he was just released by the Kansas City Chiefs.
Houston's gone.
Yep, Justin Houston's gone. But he'd gotten a little bit older, and it was really a cap casualty.
Yep.
Part of the challenge with great players that develop over time is you end up paying them.
Mm-hmm.
And after they've been there paid for a long time, the back end of their deals are so punitive to your salary cap. It sucks.
I hate that about the NFL.
I do too.
I despise that about the NFL.
Every other league is not that way.
I know.
You know what I mean? It's the back end of these deals make you get rid of fan favorites.
Yeah.
Who have been there for a while.
And it really strips away the chance for, you know, these dominant dynastic runs.
I agree.
Part of the great thing, you know, when we were growing up, they just roster familiarity, continuity. Now, you're right. You got one guy making $20-something million, usually a quarterback, which is why the Chiefs need to go for it now with Mahomes on that kind of a young deal, obviously. It's just you don't have enough wiggle room.
You're right.
Guys can't age gracefully. They got to get cut. And they say, Justin Houston's 29 years of age.
I know. Exactly.
He's not old. He's not great. He's good, and he's under 30.
Yeah.
Granted, an old 29, but still.
But to answer his question, there's one guy you got to worry about in Kansas City.
That's
Pat Mahomes.
That's right. Let's get Edwin, who is in the Bronx up here in New York City. Edwin's on Tiki and Tierney. Edwin, what's up, buddy? How are you?
This radio app on my phone.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Just want to let you guys know, by the way. Congratulations on...
By the way, I love that radio app. I love the app.
Radio.com is good.
Yeah, it's great.
Right. Congratulations, guys, on the NFL. That's going to be big.
Yeah, that'll be fun for us.
Seeing you guys down there.
On the draft trip?
Yeah,
what he said?
Yeah, nice.
Sports radio host, and I just want to take a time out to say that was some real amazing stuff he said about you a couple of weeks. Stephen A. Smith said some high praises about you way back in your days in Philadelphia and your work with the Knicks and stuff.
I appreciate it. You know, he's my boy. We all know that. Thank you, man. Anytime the window is open for him to say something nice about me, I greatly appreciate that he does. But I hear you. Thank you for saying that. What's on your mind, Ed?
Oh, man, I got Pro Football Talk and Manish Mehta, according to them.
Oh, you're hitting all sources.
I'm telling you,
phoning everybody.
Yeah, what's up, though? What are they saying?
What did Manish say? What trouble is he starting?
The Ravens was never in on Le'Veon Bell. And with the recent signing now with Ingram, you know, it kind of puts everyone saying that the Jets wasn't going to outbid themselves. But, you know, according to them, you know, it was the only ones bidding.
Yeah.
That's true. And, you know, quite frankly, the Jets may have been able to get him at a million or a million and a half lower. Thanks for the call, Edwin. The one thing you don't want to do because you're flush with cash, and let's face it, the Jets, any NFL team, makes enough money. You know, I mean, I don't know that it would have behooved the Jets to try to save a few bucks, even if it was just the Jets bidding for Le'Veon Bell. If it's going to lead to Le'Veon Bell being unhappy in six months.
Look, you
got to placate. He's a great player. You got to do what you need to do within the framework and parameter of your salary cap. But I do believe there's a limit. If you go below it, even if it seems like it's quote-unquote good business, I think it may have been a disadvantage.
I agree. Mark Ingram, by the way, signed for 3 years.
15.
15.
That's
which is three times lower than what Le'Veon
Bell. How much guaranteed? 12, 13?
It's probably like 7 or 8.
He didn't get a lot of money.
He didn't get a lot of money at all. Now, is the difference is Le'Veon Bell is significantly more valuable. I don't know if he's 3 times more valuable, but he's significantly more valuable.
I honestly think he is. Ingram doesn't catch the rock. Like, I mean,
he doesn't. I mean, he doesn't. Not to, in his defense, he never was asked to once Alvin Kamara became that position, that type of position player for the Saints. Not like he can't catch the ball, but he's not as dynamic as a – he's not lining up as a wide receiver.
No, that's what I was going to say. You know, everybody says, well, the Jets got a great new running back. No, the Jets got a new great offensive weapon.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know why we put the limitations on – he's a running back, sure, based on his position that, you know, when he trots out of the tunnel and they say, running back, Le'Veon Bell, they put it up on the scoreboard. Or, you know, if you draft him as a fantasy back, which you obviously will, he's a football player who's going to be moved around all over the football field.
You're right.
And he's going to do great.
I think you're right.
You know? Let's get... This is an interesting one. Fran is in California on Tiki and Tierney. What part of California? You up top or you down low? Where are you hanging, Fran?
Down low. Orange Southern County, California.
Nice. Gotcha. Okay. What's up?
Love the show, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Let me preface, I'm a huge Miami Dolphins fan and a huge Josh Rosen fan.
Uh-oh.
I'd be all over the Dolphins trading that second-round pick for Josh Rosen right now.
You should be. You should be.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Would you give up a first-round pick for Josh Rosen?
No. I mean, we lost Cameron Wake, so we're going to have to draft the best defensive disruptor on the board at 13 now to replace him. So we need that first-round pick, but definitely the second-round pick.
They're at 13 right now. And, Fran, it's an interesting question because Samter and I were just talking about the cap situation in Miami. They're like 21st in cap space.
Weird setup.
And it doesn't make any sense. How do they have that so little of cap space? A big piece of that is Ryan Tannehill.
Mm-hmm.
He's counting $26 million to the cap, but his dead number is only like 10 or 11 or something like that. So they can, if they move on from him, they can free some cap space.
But the same point applies to the Giants. If you do it now, there's no free agents left.
Yeah.
So why would you even do it?
You're right. You wouldn't.
For what?
And that's what's interesting because now what do they do with Ryan Tannehill? Is Ryan Tannehill the quarterback for the Miami Dolphins next season?
I don't think there's any way he's the quarterback for the Dolphins.
I can't either.
Year.
But if he's still there now,
then
he kind of has to be, right?
Based on what I've seen the Dolphins do this offseason, what I would do if I was running the Dolphins is I would go the extra 20 yards and completely strip it down and have, you know, designs on being bad this year and forget about Ryan Tannehill. I'm getting myself Tua next year. I mean, the Dolphins are one of the handful of teams that could win 2, 3, 4 games.
New head coach.
Yeah.
They got a new system, new culture they got to install, all this stuff. It takes a year.
Yep.
Right? You might as well go get some of these really good quarterbacks, whether it's Herbert from Oregon or Tua from Alabama, and push it down the line to solve that question.
Yeah, it doesn't do them any good to go 6-10 with Ryan Tannehill and miss out on, you know, top 7 or top 8 draft pick.
You're right.
And then, even though we knew Ryan's not our future, but we played him anyway. So you don't get any intel on another player.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I thought Teddy Bridgewater may have made some sense for them. I think, I thought, obviously, we know Teddy's staying with the Saints. But there were options there. I'm very confounded as to what I don't know what they're doing.
Agreed.
I have no idea what their plan is. So hopefully that settles that for you. Digging for 3-13 season. Coming up, get a little bit more calls here. 1-855-212-4227. The value of the running back. Let's really crunch this because, you know, he almost has this martyr status. Like, I was trying to do this for – he even told us that. You said Kamara specifically for the future of the running backs. But did Le'Veon Bell's game, did it work out with the result that he intended? We'll hit that coming up. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Do you have frequent heartburn, like the kind of heartburn where you stash antacids everywhere? You feel like you got to have those chalky tablets for whenever heartburn might strike. If that's you, you do know that there's an easier way to deal with heartburn. Prilosec OTC. Just one pill a day will last a full 24 hours with zero heartburn. With Prilosec OTC, you can actually just not get heartburn in the first place. No more stashing antacids. Try Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Okay, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 855-212-4227. Brought to you by GEICO. Hey, everybody, quick way to save a little money. Switch to GEICO, whether it's homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance. Get it all, GEICO.com. What a day. Wednesday, this has been terrific stuff. Just a lot to talk about. Really amazing storylines all over the NFL. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, Sirius XM Channel 206. We'll dive a little deeper into what exactly Le'Veon Bell did for the running back market. I think the short answer is not what he intended to do, but we'll certainly hit that. But we've got some sound from the press conference as AB met the Bay Area media for the first time. He was flanked by Gruden and by new GM Mike Mayock, and we got a couple of cuts. We'll roll through each. First up, Antonio Brown on his new quarterback, Derek Carr.
I think he's hungry for success, hungry for turning the organization around, hungry to get on the winning side of things, and I'm just hungry for the same thing. So I think we stand for the same causes, God-fearing men, family-first type people, and we just want to be the best high craft.
All right, Antonio Brown trying to maybe sway the opinion of his off-the-field actions.
He sounded like he was, normal.
Right. Leaning on God to make him look a little better.
Hey, whatever,
which usually works, by the way.
Whatever it takes, man. Whatever it takes.
As long as it's legit. AB now on his old team, the Steelers. What do you say about this?
I know Steeler Nation is having a bad day today, but it's always love. Encourage every kid who watched me work and inspired by everything I've done. And I hope I continue to be a good example, continue to be a good role model. You know, Pittsburgh will always be my family. Those guys gave me a chance when I was a 21-year-old kid. Obviously, you know, people listen to the things that are being said and written. But at the end of the day, it's all about how you make people feel. I think I made people feel really great.
Striking a pretty good balance so far. Saying
the
right thing.
He sounds measured. Okay. He sounds measured. He sounds right.
You know what's funny about AB? Usually, again, a lot of things you react to the visual aspect of it, you know, the sidelines, whatever. He rarely sounds. Now, when he was on the elliptical, that was getting a little weird, you know, when he's sweating and puffing out his chest and, you know, imploring us to follow him, whatever he was doing. I mean, that's a little weird. But, you know, very rarely did he sound unhinged after games, like as a Steeler.
He would just do stupid. It was stupid stuff, like filming on Facebook or whatever, Live or whatever it was. But that was because he was getting paid. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was ridiculous. And that was such a breach of trust.
I'm pretty sure Facebook paid his fine. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, but did they pay him enough for him to lose points in terms of the locker room?
Probably not. Exactly. Especially as head coach.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no.
Dropped a couple of the curses, obviously.
I agree.
Talk about God-fearing man. Mike Tomlin always has the cross visible. Yep. He takes a lot of pride in not cursing.
You're right.
You know, publicly for kids and for others to hear that. And now suddenly the camera's rolling and you have a grown man talking to other grown men as grown men often speak.
Yeah.
Drop a few curses. He didn't want that out there. That would really bother me. If I was him, Antonio Brown on his new coach, John Gruden.
Mr. Gruden played everything in my decision with coming here. Obviously, he's an offensive guru. You get excited just talking with him. He got so much knowledge of the game. He's coached some of the greatest players ever, so he knows what it takes.
I don't think I've ever heard that. Like, if you say, like, Mr. Kraft, or if you say, you know, like, you reference the owner. The coach, Mr. Gruden?
All right, it works. I like the respect.
Uh-huh.
Maybe he was coached into saying that, but whatever.
Trying to turn the page and create a new identity.
And by week two, he's going to be like, hey, you, give me a ball.
Exactly.
Brock, I want it now.
They'll have their first blow-up. I think they'll be fine together, actually.
Yeah.
But you know they'll have their first blow-up.
Yeah.
You know it.
You're right.
It's going to happen because Derek Carr and Gruden got into it, and Gruden gets into it with everybody, and our own Rich Gannon. Who's, you know, very strong-headed, and I mean that in a good way, very confident, very very self-assured, very tough. He and Gruden, like Sims and Parcells, they get into it.
You're right.
You know? Speaking of Gruden, let's hear from the head coach, Mr. Gruden, on the offense with AB now in the fold.
We won't have to adjust anything with this guy, and we didn't have to adjust much with Amari, but this is not about comparing receivers today. We want to continue to improve this football team. We don't want to have a good receiving core. I want to have the best receiving core in football. And I think to have the best, you got to have the best. And in my opinion, we acquired the best wide receiver in football. And let's get to work.
Okay. All right.
That works. Right. Get to work.
Who's the second best receiver in football? Julio? Is it Beckham?
I'm going to say Hopkins. We always forget him.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Michael
might,
Thomas.
Now he might be overcompensating because we always forget. You got to bump him up to number two? He could be. I mean, DeAndre Hopkins
I'm
going to
say yeah. He's amazing, okay. Dude. Mm-hmm. And Michael Thomas is moving up the list.
Yep.
Because he's had a couple of really consistent years back-to-back. He set up a couple of season singles, Saints records.
I want to see what they pay him when he's up.
Yeah.
He's going to be – he was a second-round pick. He's played 3 years, I believe.
This will be his
numbers. If you just look at them, I know he's playing with Drew Brees and he's playing in the dome, but
they used to throw the rock all the time.
Yeah, but dude, they ran the ball. They had two star running backs: 92 for 1100, mm-hmm. 104 for 1200, 125 for 1400.
Yeah,
how many
those
touchdowns?
Were his first 3 years.
Give us the touchdowns.
9, 5, 9.
I mean,
the guy's all over. The year that he had his rookie year, he started 12 games because he was new. He started 14 games his second year. The guy is. His first 3 years are better than Beckham's first 3 years.
Wow.
But this is going to bother me. An aspect of that bothers me. Like, this pertains to the NBA as well. Because, and I don't mean guys in the 50s or 60s necessarily, but even the receivers of the 80s and the 90s, man. I mean, how great some of these guys were. With the exception of Jerry Rice, every one of these guys is going to get blown by in the record book.
Yeah.
Like many of the great scorers in NBA history.
That's a great point. Jerry Rice won't.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said besides Jerry. He's too far removed from...
And he played for 20.
He played forever. I know. He actually scored a touchdown against the Jets with Seattle.
Wow.
With Seattle. Not with the Raiders.
Yeah.
And he scored with the Raiders, too. With Seattle. He didn't look right in that uniform. By the way, Jerry sent us a little Hennessy.
He did.
We wanted to shout him out on the air.
Absolutely.
He sent us the good stuff, too.
We saw him at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And he was, maybe he had a couple.
He's flat out said he was
and, vibing. We're like, hey, send us some, what would he send us the
VO. Mike, what was it? What's it called?
XO. I think he gave us the XO. I think he sent us the XO.
That sounds right.
Yeah,
the
he XO. Sent us the Hennessy XO.
A couple hundred bucks a bottle, by the way.
You're right.
Good looking out there.
He said he would. He did it.
He did. I forgot about it.
I did too until yesterday. I showed up and there's a bottle of Hennessy XO.
Me. And Santer's got the gumption to complain.
I'm all upset, man.
Listen to this nonsense. Listen to this guy.
A big box comes.
Uh-huh.
Right? There's a box that says Tiki and Brandon. It's got the two.
Yeah.
You know,
the two guys who actually do the show.
Yeah. However, DA and Marash, DA's producer, he got one of those bottles. And I was sitting there, I'm like, where's my bottle?
Well, maybe there was
promised a bottle. And then a second package came. And I'm like, okay, here's my bottle. It's got my name on it. I open it up. It's that, like, crappy $30 bottle that you find in any store across the country.
Don't disparage.
And I open it up. I'm like, at first, I thought they were just all bubble wrap because the other ones had these big boxes, packaging. Yeah. And mine is like, it's all bubble wrap in a big brown box. Where's my prize? I had to go through all the bubble wrap, and I find this small little bottle.
Hey, if I was not Jerry, fun. I would have sent you a $3 bottle of MD 2020. That's what I would have sent you.
Well, Jerry didn't send anybody anything. Jerry's PR team sent people
something. I said thank you to Jerry Rice. That's all that matters.
That's right. The GOAT.
The GOAT.
Jerry. Yeah, he was a little lit up that day because we had him at the end of the day. He didn't do too many shows. He obviously did ours. He did a few other big ones there. But he was popping that thing a little bit throughout the day. Unlike Ack, who... I mean, this guy. We gotta get you. We gotta get you loosen up a little bit. You gotta have a drink, man.
I might have to start.
Yeah. Did you go to that party over the weekend? Because you said did you have a beer?
No.
Oh.
Do you have like a mimosa?
No. You had nothing. No,
we'll have a drinking night. How about that?
All right. That'll be fun.
No one knew it's gonna be done in 13 minutes. You know, me and Tinkle hang around for a little bit. Anything new with the any upsets today? College hoops, Zach?
No,
obviously a lot of stuff is going on. No upsets?
Not really.
Nothing in the Pac-12. Pac-12. You know,
Fordham's in the game against Richmond.
Fordham is terrible. Good God, Fordham is horrendous.
Wyoming at the half on top of New Mexico.
The Cowboys. Okay, what else you got?
I mean, it's Montana State leading Idaho at the half. Or in the second by five. Mm-hmm. I mean, nothing.
Yeah,
crazy
tomorrow's
so
when
far.
You get the games.
The interesting one was the NC State game. NC State down 16 at the half.
TV. What's you on TV?
Am I on TV?
Is St. John's on TV?
Yeah,
locally?
Of course it's on TV.
I was making sure.
No, it's on nationally.
Okay.
FS1. Right. Yeah, of course. They get Big East has to the.
Could have been here. What's on CBS Sports Network tonight? Is there a game? There's got to be a game on, right?
Absolutely. I'll get the schedule for you. Yeah. Way to put me on the spot, buddy. Thanks. get the schedule. Let everybody know, because I know we have a ton of action.
Bucknell Colgate, 7:30.
Nice. Little Bucknell
Patriot
Colgate.
Patriot League final.
A lot of backdoor picks and a lot of 15, 20-foot jump shots.
You're right.
Should be nice. Should be a good game.
There you go.
Looking forward to that one.
Yeah, you know what? I'll tell you what. Those schools, right? Bucknell more than Colgate historically, although Donald Foyle, Colgate fame, former first-round pick of the Warriors, when the Warriors were terrible. I think he went ninth overall. But Bucknell is a pleasure to watch play. The way they play the game. They always say that the women's game is a much more like accurate representation of the way the game was designed to be played. Mm-hmm. Below the rim, ball movement, not so much spacing, not relying on your athleticism. Not that Bucknell doesn't have athletes, but they play the right way. Same with that's Lehigh when they had McCollum, when they were really good. So, all right, we get the update, even though Ack gave half of it away. We'll come back. We'll get some more calls. We have the blast as well. Here is the Ack man setting up all the scores and the rest of the happenings around the sports world. Ack, take it away. A little twist for you, by the way, in free agency. We'll get to that in a second here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. Let's first answer our Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Today's question, Jimmy Bush, at Jimmy Boo, 954-33607. All right, guys, TNT, who out of the biggest NFL moves, and then he lists Bell, OBJ, AB, or Nick Foles, will have the greatest impact for their team this season?
AB. I think AB. Simply think because they haven't had I hope for Le'Veon. I hope for our sake.
Really, because of Darnold.
BT and I were joking. We'll get to this in a second. Mm. But he's moving to Jersey, Floor and Park area.
Yeah.
He's going to be boys. Because that's where I live.
That's right.
BT's not far.
Give him some tips. Exactly. Give him some tips.
I hope it's Le'Veon, but I think it's going to be AB because they haven't had a field stretcher, game changer like that out in Oakland in a minute now. So I'm going to say AB.
The only reason I wouldn't say Odell is because they already have so many weapons.
I agree.
You would probably take the two worst teams on the list there, although the Jaguars would be there. But I respect Nick, and we've talked about this a million times. Great. I just don't view him as a huge difference maker. But we'll see. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts. All your car care needs, guarantee low prices, and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. This is interesting because Teek and I, obviously jumping around today, crazy stuff, Beckham trade and everything else here, the other free agent moves, and took a couple of calls from people who want to know what was up with the Dolphins. And, we just assumed they go to Bridgewater, which we didn't really they go to
Tannehill.
They stay with Tannehill for one more year, which we didn't really recommend. Maybe take your lumps. Maybe cut Tannehill. Go with a stopgap, a Band-Aid. Go 3-13. Go 1-15, whatever. Have Tua next year if you want that. Herbert, if he grades out better than Tua, which he could, although I think most people think Tua's going one.
Yeah.
But the point is that now they're reporting, and we just saw this during the break, that Teddy Bridgewater, who we all thought was going to stay with the Saints.
Yeah. Well, he said he was.
Which I questioned. Yeah. I'm like, he's got to start playing some football.
Yep.
Now Teddy Bridgewater, I don't know if ESPN has it first, but, they have it now, so we'll give him props there, that he's going to meet with the Dolphins tonight,
Teddy
Bridgewater.
Makes a lot of sense.
It does make a lot of sense.
The Dolphins have a rebuild, whether it's a long one or a short one, whatever. They have somewhat of a rebuild in front of them, a new head coaching staff, new offensive coordinator. Ryan Tannehill, he's just not the long-term answer. He's had too many years to prove that. They are not up against the cap, but about $22 million or so in cap space. If they cut Ryan Tannehill, they're only dead about 13, so they'll save. They'll add about 13 more million to his to their cap space. So it'll be up to the 36 million. Not that they need it, but it's good to plan ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Teddy Bridgewater will come significantly cheaper, whether that's $10 or $11 million for the year, and you can probably get him on a short deal. Just because he kind of needs to prove that he
can
play.
I would think so.
Makes a lot of sense for Miami to rub, test out the tires on Teddy Bridgewater down there.
We shall see. By the way, March Madness officially kicks off the NCAA selection show. Talk about tradition. CBS, the big reveal, breaks down all the brackets. Find out if your team is dancing and where they're going to go and who they're going to play. Sunday at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific on CBS.
BT, we mentioned the Lev Bell holdout and what impact it would have on running back salaries. Now, the largest average per year salary right now in the NFL is Todd Gurley. He's averaging $14.3 million a year. other than him, there's only two other guys that are above $10 million. Or even
Todd Gurley. And third one is
Le'Veon Bell. And yep. David Johnson.
Oh, that's right.
Who did the short-term deal. Yep. But that was only a three-year deal.
That was before last season.
Yep, three-year, $39 million. So $13 million per year he's averaging. Le'Veon Bell is 13 and a little bit of change per million. Todd Gurley is 14, three. Other than that, the next highest per average year is 8. And here's the issue. This is why this
Who is it, by the way? Is it Shady?
It's Devontae Freeman.
That's right. Freeman got his new deal.
Devontae Freeman. He got his new deal.
By the way, Tevin Coleman didn't sign yet, did he?
He did not.
I want to see where he goes.
But he got hurt immediately.
Yeah.
So this is the problem. It's like these running backs who kind of hold out, get taken care of by their team. Devontae Freeman got taken care of by the Atlanta Falcons. Signs a 5-year deal.
Yeah, he got big money.
He got hurt immediately.
I know he did.
And so eight and a quarter, it's like, all right, what's a waste? The other one is LeSean McCoy, who's averaging about $8 million a year. And he's not old, just turned 30, but he feels like he's done. And so the issue with the running back position, unless it's timed, you know, just right, they're not going to get paid. And the wages are just stagnant. I mean, we were just talking about Mark Ingram. Mark Ingram, who was a starter, rushed for 1,000 yards, 3 or so years. He missed some time early in his career because of heel and toe injuries.
Also got suspended last year.
He got suspended. So he's 29, but he doesn't feel like he's not an old 29.
Yeah.
He's making $5 million a year.
Yeah.
You know? I love that Le'Veon Bell tried to fix this. I don't think it's fixable for the position. And it's a shame because the position is becoming more valuable than it ever has been, given the versatility and the ability for these guys to catch the ball out of the backfield. Now, maybe the next wave changes it, when Ezekiel Elliott becomes a free agent, when Christian McCaffrey becomes a free agent.
Maybe.
You know, maybe that wave changes it.
Maybe.
But this wave is kind of stuck
in
the old way of thinking about the position.
Yeah, I mean, those are two names right there. And then, obviously, Barkley's second contract, yep. Saquon, for sure.
I mean, think about this. Saquon's on a rookie deal.
Uh-huh.
He's got the fifth or sixth highest average per year salary.
As a running for his position.
Yeah, just because he was the first-round draft pick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know.
It just tells you a lot.
It does, but look at this. This is the problem because, you know, in the NFL, there's generally a correlation. You know, the receivers as well, even though there's always a guy who pops and then maybe eventually gets paid, or he pops and then he eventually reverts back to previous years. But if you look at the quarterbacks in the NFL, their salaries are generally commensurate with their production.
Absolutely.
You put up a lot of yards, a lot of touchdowns, you get paid.
And you got to do it a couple years, but then once you do it, you're good, man.
And you're paid for the rest of your existence, unless you stay healthy and you're viable. But you look at the rushing leaders here. All right, so from last year, Zeke was 1, Barkley was 2, Gurley was 3. This is just yards. This is not total yards. Mm-hmm. This is just simply rushing the football. You got Joe Mixon, all right?
Yeah.
He was 4th. You got Chris Carson from Seattle, who kind of came out of nowhere. He's good, but he came out of nowhere.
Did.
Derrick Henry, who has been pretty good once they fully committed to him. Mm-hmm. He was 7th. He had a good year. Adrian Peterson was 8th. I mean, we thought Adrian Peterson was done. We thought he was done. Philip Lindsay, what was he, a 5th-round pick for the Broncos? He was 9th.
I think he was undrafted.
No, I thought he got drafted late. Did he go undrafted?
He might have been.
He went to Colorado State, right? He played locally. Maybe you're right. You know, you might be right. I don't think you're right. He was not drafted. I don't think he was drafted. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Is that accurate, Mike?
He was not drafted.
Okay. I don't know why I had 5th-round, but Tiki was right. Good call. Undrafted. You know, Lamar Miller has been around for a little bit. He was 11th. Mm-hmm. You know, James Conner, we know his story. He was tied for 11th. And David Johnson was 13th.
I know.
You know, so you find me an NFL quarterback who's making top money, who's 13th in touchdown passes if he plays a full season. Chances are you might, outside of that one-year anomaly where that might happen, it doesn't happen with great frequency.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, I respect the crusade that you're on, but I don't think it's going to change anything,
man. It's not.
It is what it is.
It's not. Not until the next generation of running back comes to 4, which is probably 3 years or so from now. And that number is still not going to be $15 million. It's going to be 10.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Here's the running back's option. Lose 10 to 15 pounds and play second base, or grow 2 to 3 inches and play wide receiver.
Exactly.
And you get paid.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Problem solved.
You're right. By the way, Philip Lindsay, who we were just talking about, the first undrafted rookie in history to make the Pro Bowl.
That's awesome. He is a burner, man.
Yeah, he is.
And
he
by the way, he missed the last, at least last one. I think he may have missed the last two games, so his stats were even better.
You're right.
Like per game,
right.
Phil Lindsay, he is a blur. He can run.
He was fun.
Yep. Blast. Here we go.
So many topics, so little time. We give you five stories in 5 minutes, but don't take too long or you'll suffer the buzzer. It's time for The Blast with Tiki and Tierney.
We mentioned these names before. Ravens add Earl Thomas and Mark Ingram. Are they still playoff contenders?
I think they lost a little bit too much on the defensive side because that's where they made their hay last year. As much as we wanted to talk about Lamar Miller, defensively is what held them into a lot of those games. Remember the Chiefs game? It was their defense that shut down Pat Mahomes until they got to overtime.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say no. I don't think they are.
I'm going to say yes because I believe it's only a two-team race in their division. Mm-hmm. And I believe that there's a few other teams, the Dolphins.
What about the rest of the AFC? Raiders.
Yeah, but I'm thinking wild card. No, I mean, yeah. I don't believe that they'll win enough games to win the division. But that great franchises, I always give them the benefit of the doubt. And I still view them as a great franchise. I'll give them an outside shot to get a wild card.
They still have the draft.
And they start the draft as well. All right, Tink. Lakers coaches reportedly begged Magic to resign. Magic has not done well. Let's call for what it is. To resign Julius Randle and Brooke Lopez. Julius Randle's numbers are great.
Right.
Brooke Lopez hitting 36% from downtown,
he's
a real viable threat.
20 points a game he's averaging.
He's balling. Is Magic the worst executive in the NBA right now? Ooh, Santa going deep, going hard. Is he the worst executive in the NBA?
It's hard to say worse than the NFL.
I've been all over him. I really have. You know what? Based on expectations and based on what you've delivered, Magic Johnson's the worst executive in the NBA.
Yeah, and
I mean,
resources.
Bronzo Ball was not.
And brand and all those other things that you want to throw into it.
Yeah.
He should have done better.
The only thing he did right was really getting LeBron. And how much credit do we really have?
He was coming to LA no matter what. He had two houses in LA already.
Yeah,
he's coming here.
Yeah. Major League Baseball is testing robot umpires.
Oh, come on. That was
simply out of the strike zone. You barely missed a strike.
It's not happening.
The Independent Atlantic League here. That's on the Northeast.
Not happening.
How long until they're calling balls and strikes in the bigs?
Samter, is this your question or just D-Cell? You come up with this. Samter?
It's not happening.
It's not going to happen. They're not going to have a robot.
Just answer the question. You have to berate the guy.
Because it takes away from the aesthetics of the game. Maybe it speeds it up. They're doing this, in these leagues, these independent leagues, because it saves money.
No, this is a test.
I know, but ultimately it would save money. Right?
This is a test to see if it saves money. No.
This is a test.
Listen, at the lower levels.
Do not change the channel.
I love independent.
This is only a test.
Independent league baseball. These guys are making $2,000 a month. There's usually crickets in the seats. They're empty. They make no money.
Yeah.
All right. It's a great endeavor. I have great respect for it, but they make no money. So, yeah, they might be trying to save some money in the independent Atlantic League.
That's what I mean.
I understand that. But it is a laboratory for Major League Baseball. And I hate to say it, but think about when we watched the Jetsons TV show as kids. Seemed pretty wacky, right? You are not allowed to lick your hands. It is not below 50 degrees. That is a balk. Number one, Gonzaga loses in the West Coast Conference Finals. St. Mary's, the Gales. I love it. And I love Gonzaga, but a lot of love for the Gales. They've been a really good program for a while. Are they still getting a number one seed? Well, if you better watch out for the ACC here, because if the three top dogs, if Duke, AC, and Tiki's Cavs, and UNC roll through, I mean, I know all three can't win the AC. But
if they all get to the semifinals and play well and maybe match up against each other and one loses and say Virginia loses. Mm-hmm. Virginia's getting the number one seed.
Oh, this is
almost
Virginia's
guaranteed now.
This side, this
right?
Side.
And so if Duke and Carolina go to the finals, and it's a great
Might get squeezed. And also keep in mind Michigan State and Michigan with the Big Ten.
That's a good point.
I mean, that's one that's – and Kentucky from the SEC and Navy,
Tennessee. What's a gale,
Tennessee.
By the way? What's a gale? Huh? Is that an animal? What's a gale?
A gale? Iona Gales, St. Mary's Gales.
Yeah, what is it?
It's very abstract all of a sudden. I can't identify what it is.
Samter, find out what a gale is. You have a minute.
Gaelic? Is it derived from Gaelic? It's got to have some sort of roots there. Why do you put me on the spot with these questions? I never put you on the spot with these questions.
Yeah, you do.
I ask you questions you know the answer to. All right, the feds allege this is sick. We got to get into this. Oh, you're off tomorrow. I'm going to tap into this tomorrow. The feds allege college coaches and administrators accepted bribes as high as $6.5 million from wealthy parents like actresses Felicity Huffman, Lori Loughlin from Full House.
Yep.
And they basically paid to get their kids admitted to high-profile schools, which, aside from pathetic, is so unfair to the kids who actually earn it. Is this a bigger scandal than the FBI college hoops probe?
I don't think it is, BT. It's troubling. It's disturbing. It speaks of privilege. That people will cut the corners. But they're also... one of the gripes was that they're taking away scholarships. They weren't actually giving them scholarships. They were giving them, like, preferred walk-on positions so that they could
get lower standards. I think it is worse. I think it's worse.
Why?
Because I hate to say this and frame it, like, so recklessly here. I expect my sport teams to cheat. we've talked about this for years.
True.
It's filthy.
You know it goes on.
It's filthy. We all know at this point it's filthy. There's got to be a little more... ethics when it comes to the non-athletes who don't move the needle.
It's not just like these celebrities that we're talking about. There's like CEOs. There's a couple CEOs of some companies that have been suspended because of
it. Hit them straight.
Appreciate you, brother.
Say hi to Rondé. Have a great time down at the Valspar. Take us off tomorrow and Friday. I am here. I will see you then. Peace. Gotta go.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.